You're listening to Clonmelon Community Radio, and you have myself, Alan James, and we have another guest in the men's shed, Padraic Roy, well known in the area for running the Forge restaurant. Great food, great environment in the restaurant. A lot has gone on in the last couple of years. So I know you're down here in the Potato Festival doing a demonstration, but can you give us a bit of a background on the Forge and what happened there, what went on there?
Oh, I can, surely, Alan. Yeah, we've had myself and Irene have had the Forge for the last 19 years now, and just 2 years ago, 2.5 years ago now, I came into a little bit of bad health, and doctors recommended me to try and get out of what I was doing. So we took it on board. You listen to your doctors, and we leased the Forge out. So the Forge has been leased out to Raymond McCardle, is the gentleman's name, and he's doing considerably well in it. I've made a few changes to my life. I'm teaching down in Cavan Institute now on a Commis Chef Apprenticeship Program, which is a love I have as well. So I can impart my knowledge that I've picked up over the last 30 years of the industry, and it's great. It's great. I've 14 students in on board with me there, and I'm starting a new program again this year. So yeah, it's all good. I was approached by Alan. I did a little bit of work with Alan last year, actually. Alan Klaus from Killua Castle. Anthony, a good friend of mine, Anthony Gilson, and is his farm manager. So, Alan asked me would I do a few recipes for him. We did a few recipes, sausage recipes, burger recipes, and working closely with him. Alan has a great passion for food in the castle, so it was great to work alongside him and Anthony, and we developed a few recipes, burgers, sausages, and then just the style and standard that we wanted for the product. Alan had his very, very high standards, as he always does, so it wasn't hard. He wasn't hard to work with, you know. So.
Brilliant. And obviously we're down here in the Potato Festival. Tell us what you're doing down here.
In the Potato Festival, they approached me to see if I'd be interested in doing cookery demonstrations. So I said, yeah, no problem at all. We can incorporate a cookery demonstration. So I did ask them, would they mind if we showcase Killua alongside it? I was aware of what was going on down here in Clonmelon year on year. I think it's the fifth one this year, but I was never able to attend because I used to work in the restaurant. So it was great that when they asked me this year would I be interested in doing something. They have great sponsors. Mead Potato Company gave me a great hamper this morning. It was kind of a ready, steady cook job. The hamper was given to me. I asked them, could I showcase Killua Castle, which was great. So I knew I had great products from both sides to work with. So my job on demonstration today has been very, very easy. We started off with a kids' demonstration this morning, showing them how to make potato crisps. Very, very simply done. And then they all made their own individual cakes of brown bread from scratch, and talking through the products we have, where the wheat that we use for it, and then breaking down the different cereals, and then where we're using, where we're incorporating the milk into it, and the cows and the whole lot. So it was great. Most of them have returned back to me then for the first demonstration. So I'm showcasing Killua Castle. Venison, we did burgers, we did a venison dish, we did sausages, alongside the potato dishes. So we had a lovely kale cream potato, which was lovely. And then we also did a potato and a mead potato, potatoes from the Mead Potato Company, a potato rösti out of it as well, using John Rogan's out there. He has a smoked sausages and smoked rashers.
So you do, you like using the local produce?
That's my ethos, is use what's around you. Use what's around you, and that's, everyone gets the best out of everything then, you know. You don't have to travel too far for it. You know the quality of your product, being a local product.
Exactly.
Your local people buy into it then.
I think it's very important. I mean, I enjoy cooking. I'd love to be able to cook, but I kind of burn salad. You know, okay, I do the family cooking, but yeah. I kind of heat up food more so than the cooking.
Okay.
And I do watch, and I do love watching these cookery programs. But one thing I've noticed, and there might be a change in the industry, which hopefully there is, that people are looking at more healthy options.
Correct.
And looking at, as you say, local products, and where you can trace the product, you know where it's coming from, quality foods, but good foods, to eat healthy foods.
Sustainable foods.
Sustainable foods is
where it's at, that the small producer produces food to a much higher quality. Mm. Yes, the larger producers produce food to a quality, which is an acceptable quality, but you'll find the smaller producers produce food to a much higher quality because they don't use the pesticides, they spend more time with their product, actually, and that's, they invest more time and their time into it. And for larger producers, that's probably the most expensive part of it, because they have to, in investing time in it, they're investing labour into it, and that becomes very, very expensive for them.
Have you noticed a difference between, say, a farmer who would have free-range hens where you get a battery hen? And, you know, is there an actual difference?
There's no comparison.
There's
no comparison. The eggs we're using today, actually, are from a nephew of mine, Aaron Rooney, over in Kingscourt.
Yeah.
We were over at a funeral there on Friday, and I cut to the chase. I called up to my brother-in-law, Joe, and he says, "You'll have a few eggs, will you?" And I says, "God, I will, yeah. Your eggs are always beautiful." So he gave me a dozen eggs, and I'm using them in there today. We use them for the egg wash today, but they're all different shapes and sizes, you know, and that's the beauty of using a free-range product. You know,
okay,
you can't guarantee a certain standard, but you can guarantee a certain quality, you know.
And is there a difference with the colour of the egg yolk?
Of course there is, yeah.
Is that down to the feed?
That's down to the feed, and that's what, it's like anything at all, that's what they, what is what the hen gets fed on. It's like, tipping back to the restaurant a few years ago, probably about 10 years ago, maybe 8 or 10 years ago, we used to rear our own pigs. So we had our pigs on site, and we used to use the leftovers. So you had all the composting of your peelings, either apple peelings, potato peelings, carrot peelings, and all your trimmings of your vegetables, and all your leftovers went to the pigs. So not only were you saving on the refuse, you were also saving on the feeding of the pigs. So we were self-sufficient in sausages, bacon, and rashers for the restaurant from the production of pigs down at the bottom of our garden, you know.
And is that something that you do yourself? Are you focused on, do you have grow your own food and have your own farm animals and stuff like that?
No, we used to have, as I said, the pigs we used to have, but they got a little bit too much work. I used to have my own garden as well, which if there was a surplus left over in the garden, used to get fed to the pigs as well. But again, all that takes an awful lot of time. So my thinking on it was, I just ran out of time, and probably why I got myself in the situation I got myself in health-wise was because I was doing too much.
Too stressful, so, yeah.
It's too stressful, yeah. And I was trying to juggle too many balls at one time. So what I did was, I approached an awful lot of local people that were good at growing and good at producing. And that's the ethos I've... And that was always my ethos, was use local produce and quality produce. But I just tapped into that, what was going on in the locality. Like people like Paddy Jordan there, for instance, in just outside Kilskeer. Paddy was always growing, but he was always giving his stuff away to his neighbours. And I said, "Paddy, why would you give it to your neighbours?" I says, "I'll buy it off you." So I would always ask Paddy, I contacted him, converse with him, communicate with him, what I was looking for. So Paddy, if he didn't grow it, he started growing it for me, you know. So we got very into good. The strawberries then. I was using all the strawberries, and which was great, you know. And you build up those local contacts around, you know.
And I think that's very important. Yeah. Now, a couple of years ago, I don't know whether I said this to you, but it's something that me and Steve have talked about before. And because, like, being a house husband and I do the cooking for the family, I always thought about putting this DVD together called 2020 Cooking, right? Okay. Which is 20 meals from 20 ingredients, and not the kind of Jamie Oliver, the herb from the Himalayas that only grows twice a week, but you go down to Super Value and you buy 20 products and you make 20 meals for the men in the shed.
Yeah.
Because there's some chaps here who are single, you know, and, you know, it's for them to be able to just get a DVD that they can look at and go, yeah, I can make that.
That's practical, and it's a cook for one or a cook for two.
Exactly.
Or cook in a batch and use it within 3 weeks or something along those lines. So, yeah, and all of it's like cooking at all. Cooking is about planning, and it's about knowledge, really, like, you know. It's not that difficult, basically, once you have a plan.
Well, we might be in touch with you with that idea.
We'll do that. You know where I am.
Yeah.
You know where I am.
Pod McGuire, 2020 Cooking for anybody.
Yeah. Well, actually, what I did in the restaurant, I used to do cooking demonstrations in the restaurant going back a few years ago, and one of the topics we did was cooking for a week for €20.
Wow, very good.
And that was more to do with students, basically. So The budgets were low. Parents were delighted with it. The budgets were low, but you were giving them recipes for hearty, wholesome foods.
There weren't lentils in there by any chance, was there?
There was a few lentils in there. There definitely was a few lentils in there.
And you have to have the lentils.
Lentils were a hard sell, actually.
Yeah,
but,
okay.
But when they realised the price and what they got out of them and the quality dishes that you could turn lentils into, it was a very, very easy sell in the end of it, you know.
Brilliant.
So something that turned out to be something they kind of, I won't say rebelled against, but they kind of went, oh no, yeah, I wouldn't touch them, to, listen, you get this out of them, they're so good for you, they'll fill you up, they'll keep you and in particular for sports as well, like they're great. They're great for people that do sports because they're slow burn and they give you great energy over a long period of time.
So, any time I say the student, I always think of the lentils and the young ones,
yeah,
because they're always eating lentils.
That's
but listen,
right.
I know you're very busy and we're not going to take up a lot of your time. What's the future for Pádraig White? What's your plans for the future?
The future for Pádraig White is I'm taking it easier.
Okay, good. That's good.
I'm teaching down in
your health is your wealth.
My health is my wealth. I'm going to teach down in Cavan Institute for now. As long as they keep me, and I'll always have a few irons in the fire as well. That I won't step back from. It's great working with Kahlua. I really enjoy working with Kahlua. It's great developing their product and meeting and greeting people at an occasion like this, like the Potato Festival in Clonmelan, is really, really good. I get a great buzz out of it, so I do, and it's great. And anyone that's about Monaghan next week, next Saturday morning, I'm the Taste of Monaghan is on. I'm doing a demonstration there at 10 o'clock in the morning next Saturday.
So do you have a website or anything there where people can know more about you?
Alan, no, I don't have a website. I wouldn't be that technically minded, but I don't know, my email address is pod08@aircom.net, and if anyone wants more information, I wouldn't be that technically minded. I like speaking to people face to face. I think you build up a great relationship with people in that sense. Websites are great, they're really, really good. I haven't got that far yet.
Okay, we'll have to get you there. Right, stay with us there, Pádraig, for a minute. We're just going to go off to a musical break, and thanks for Pádraig for joining us at the Clonmelan Community Radio Potato Festival. We'll be back after this.